has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November the 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got green on the screen this morning pretty much across the board, but it's all about the close, all right? And that will be much later today. We'll see how, if we hang on to these gains that we have so far. What are those gains that we have so far? Well, the Dow up 140 points. It has been up as much as 200, but we've really seen some wild swings in the market here recently. It'd be nice to see it settle down a little bit. The Dow is at 25,426. The S&P 500 is up 16 points to 2,738. That works out to 0.6% gain for the S&P today on a percentage basis. NASDAQ up 39. It was up a little more. That's still okay. We're at 7,244 on the NASDAQ. Might be a good day to do a little technical analysis on those important support levels for these major indexes. NASDAQ now up 45, 7,246. We've got the Russell 2000 up 1%. It's the biggest gaining index of the day. It's up 14 points. The crude oil markets, you know what? I've never seen a day like yesterday. There was something strange that happened. Some have suggested that a major hedge fund may have folded and had to unload their positions. Crude was down almost $5 per barrel yesterday. Well, it's regaining $1.09 today. 56.78. Gold is up 30 cents to 12.01. And the bond market this morning, after a benign CPI report this morning, 3.16. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are live from Sarasota, Florida. It is, looks like it'll be a nice day today. Been nice and warm down here. Definitely warmer than Minneapolis right now, that's for sure. And I've once again meet with the nicest folks in America, all across America. We meet the nicest people in Sarasota, always, always. Just great people here living in Sarasota. Well, we had a weird day in the market yesterday. There was something very, very strange going on that didn't add up. It was in the crude oil markets. I was shocked. By the end of the day, crude oil was not down 4%. It was down $4.50 per barrel. There was some kind of shock that went through the crude oil markets yesterday, and that kind of took the wind out of the sails of the market. Crude oil is looked at as an indicator of the global economy, but there was something unusual yesterday. I heard one oil watcher this morning suggest that maybe a big hedge fund, an energy hedge fund, folded yesterday and had to unload a lot of their positions. He definitely agreed with me that there was something very strange that happened yesterday in the crude oil markets. U.S. crude was down 7% to its lowest level in a year. Gasoline in Louisiana went below $2 per gallon. When's the last time we saw that? And what's even stranger is natural gas is breaking out to new four-year highs. Go figure. Look at the chart of UNG, which is natural gas. And then you can look up any chart of U.S. crude oil and see what I am talking about. The energy sector has really taken it on the chin. I have zero exposure to the energy sector. Zero exposure to the energy sector. The S&P 500 energy sector is now down 14% since the start of October. But get this. West Texas intermediate crude, where deer season opens next week, I'm told, in West Texas and across Texas. Crude futures have plummeted 28% from their October 3rd high. Now, that's a bear market in crude oil. There are inverse funds on crude oil, but you know what? That's playing a commodity. I don't know how to play commodities. Commodities are all about supply, demand. The oil market is very unpredictable, as are most commodities. How do you predict the price of gold a year from now? How do we predict the price of oil a year from now? Very difficult thing, because there's so many. I mean, they can cut input, or they can cut output anytime they want. They can manipulate the prices. There doesn't seem a whole lot of rhyme or reason, but there's definitely been a sea change in sentiment, which flipped on a dime, especially from the supply side, and oil has just been clobbered. And meanwhile, U.S. natural gas futures up to $4 for MMBTU, their highest since 2014, as cold weather forecasts continue. Well, bundle up, break out the flannel jammies, and get ready to pay more for natural gas. Well, today we have a little bit of a relief rally in crude oil. Saudi Arabia says they will cut back on their production to try to help get prices back up. And not only did that sudden drop in crude yesterday hurt the U.S. markets, you saw a lot of the international markets also down overnight. Well, one thing that the Fed is watching, and watching very closely, they're always worried about inflation. They watch the CPI, which is the consumer price index. They watch the PPI, which is the producer price index. Today we got the core CPI. It came in at 0.2%. That's right where the expectations were. So that's probably the biggest impetus, that and a little bit of a rebound in oil prices today that's propelling the markets, at least for now. Again, it's all about the close today. We'll see where we close. But at least the Fed ought to be fairly happy with the CPI prices, or the CPI report that came out this morning. Now, let's just take a look. What makes up the CPI index? I found this kind of interesting. Pork prices, yes, they're in the CPI. They fell 3.5%. So you're paying 3.5% less this year for pork chops than you were the same time last year. Energy, 9.9% higher. There was the one big jump in the CPI year over year. Coffee prices down 1.7% year over year. Major appliances, 8% jump in prices with major appliances. There's your Whirlpools, your Best Buys, your Home Depots, etc. Women's apparel prices were down 2.5% year over year. Well, I think that's the Amazon effect. Listen to this. TV prices sank 18% compared to a year ago. Well, that's one of the problems with technology. Technology continues to get smaller and faster, and prices go down instead of up. Toy prices fell 10% as Toys R Us liquidation hurt. So those are all of your major components there in the CPI index. So the overall impact, 0.2%. Well, yesterday we were hearing that the UK and the EU have reached a draft deal on Brexit. The market started to rally on that news yesterday, and then kind of lost its steam towards the end of the day as oil sold off. But Theresa May will hold a cabinet meeting today at 2 p.m. London time in a bid to persuade her closest ministers to back the technical agreement, which likely centers on the Irish border and customs arrangement. It's a long road ahead. Even if she gets their support, she'll also have to get the majority of Parliament to back the proposal. You see, it's not real easy for Brexit. This has been going on. How long ago was that vote? Remember the big sell-off in the market? I'm thinking it was over 2 years ago. And they're still hashing out the details of Brexit. Well, when we come back, we've got China, Germany, Japan, mortgage applications, Apple, Beazer Homes, PG&E, Snap, Macy's, Tilray, Canopy Growth, Tencent Holdings, and more. Man, I'm going to have to talk fast. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I will be speaking tomorrow at 4 p.m. to the American Association of Individual Investors Sarasota chapter. Now, you can find their website. I'm sure you can Google it if you're here in the Sarasota area. And we have got the okay. If you want to show up, they will. They have plenty of room, I guess. They have a very large room. I think the cost is $10, which goes to their chapter that they run here in Sarasota. But 4 p.m., I don't have the location. It's I've asked for that here today. I'm sure I'll have it by tomorrow when I got to drive over there and speak. But go to their website is the best I can tell you, or our website, and we have a link to them. The AAII Sarasota chapter. All the details should be there of the speech I'll be giving tomorrow. All right. Well, we got a lot of stocks. We got a lot of global news going on right now. Let's try to get you up to date on where we are. I begin the day with 106 B plus or better stocks. That's a very, very low number. My average is more in the 300 to 400 area in a healthy market. This obviously is not a healthy market right now. We had the big October sell-off. We've had a 28% sell-off in light sweet crude. We've had a bond market sell-off. We still have the China issue hanging over our heads, but at the same time, the U.S. economy and the earnings picture for the S&P 500 continues to look very healthy. In fact, I would call those robust. But we do have this weak sentiment, and hence I have a 63% cash position right now, waiting for just a little bit of conviction to come back into the market and buy some of these bargains that are sitting out there. And I want to see where the new leadership emerges from. Right now, I would say the strongest sectors in the market continue probably to be the consumer sector. That's where I continue to be heavily weighted with the stocks that I do own. Tech continues to be very weak, especially the semiconductor sector. The FANG stocks are extremely weak right now. Some more than others. All right, well, let's take a look at what's going on around the world. We talked about Brexit, which seems to be getting closer and closer to some kind of a deal, but obviously a lot of time is being spent on that, trying to get a final agreement between all the parties involved. Well, China delivers a mixed economic report card. Now, having said that, I have noticed a firming up of the Chinese stocks and the Chinese indexes. So take that for what it's worth. November the 20th, which is 6 days from now, is supposedly the meeting, the next meeting between President Xi and President Trump. And I guess there is some hope there. I've seen firming up in the stock of Alibaba. I've seen firming up in the ASHR, which is the China A-shares. I've seen some firming up in the FXI, which is the China Large Cap Index. But they continue to struggle. Their retail sales pointed to a slowdown in October. And that continues to be a soft economy right now over there in China, especially when their largest customer, their biggest customer, us, yes, the U.S., is slapping tariffs on much of the goods that they send to us. You know, I went fishing last Saturday on the Wando River in Charleston. The trout are biting right now. The sea trout, speckled trout, November as the water cools. And up the Wando River is where they unload the freighters coming in from around the world, mostly from China. I could not even believe, I should have snapped a picture of it. The freighter that was being unloaded there on the Wando River and all of those containers, of course, they're container ships. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of container ships or containers on that ship being offloaded there in the port of Charleston up the Wando River. And I saw that, and I just wondered to myself, do we send containers full of goods like that back? Do we fill all those containers with American goods? Now, I know in Charleston they produce BMWs. They produce all the Volvos in the world now. They produce Boeing airplanes. And there's one other car manufacturer there. Maybe it's Honda or one of those where they're made. But I just have a hard time believing that those containers go back full with our goods going back the other way. But the size of these container ships, I think they ought to name that boat Trade Deficit, okay, based out of of China. The German economy, and I did okay trout fishing. Not, you know, it was a little slow. I'm still learning the local rivers there, but I did okay. German economy contracts for the first time since 2015. Okay, so you know what? The market watches global growth. Look, there are customers too. Yes, Germany buys American goods. China buys American goods. And that European economy continues to just crawl. Less than 1% has been their growth here recently. And they continue to rely on monetary policy only. You think Germany's ever going to do a tax cut to stimulate the economy or some kind of a tax break for corporations to encourage them to go out and buy new machinery or upgrade their software or their computer systems? That just doesn't seem to happen in Europe, which has become very socialistic. The German economy contracts for the first time since 2015. Now you get two quarters in a row and you've got recession. The German economy contracted by 0.2% in Q3. And again, that's the first time since 2015. So if you look at your account, wherever it's being managed, if you have any exposure to Europe, European funds, developed markets, international markets, emerging markets, I met with a lady yesterday. She had a typical spit out of a computer asset allocation. She's heavily weighted in the bond market. She's heavily weighted in international markets. She's heavily weighted in developed markets around the world. And that's the wrong place to be. But the computer doesn't know any better. The computer never steps outside, never reads the business news every morning, never takes a look at the temperature in Hamburg or Frankfurt or Paris, you know. That's just the way they work. I think it's better to have a little bit more of an active management approach in a very active world. This is Bill Gunderson. A lot of individual stocks to talk about when we come back. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's still weakness there in the housing market. The mortgage applications dropped again this week, showing a slowdown in housing. I thought it was interesting, however, to watch Beazer Homes yesterday. Beazer had a huge day as they came in with better than expected earnings. But that rising interest rate, or the rising interest rate environment that we are now in, is not real good for the housing market. And that's why I continue to avoid stocks and asset classes that are interest rate sensitive, with the bond market being the number one interest rate sensitive asset class. Okay, well, not only has the German economy contracted for the first time since 2015, Japan's economy contracted also in Q3. Now, that's one quarter, all right? You get two in a row, you start talking recession. Japan's economy contracted on an annualized 1.2% in quarter three, but they were hit by strong typhoons and a powerful earthquake that halted factories and stifled consumption. So, yeah, you know, once in a while, that does happen, natural disasters, things outside of the norm. But still, keep in mind that Germany now has one quarter of negative growth in the books, and Japan now has one quarter of negative growth in the books. China continues to grow, 6.6, somewhere in there, if you believe the numbers. And, of course, the U.S. has put in a few 4% quarters recently. We're probably somewhere in the 2.5% to 3.5% growth mode right now. But we continue to watch that. And I think one of the big worries that the market has right now is looking around the world at other economies and worried about global growth. And then you get that big sell-off in oil yesterday and you say, wow, that's really not a good sign of the global economy at the current time. Yeah, Beazer Homes was up 31% yesterday as they guided higher. The stock was up 31%. Not such good news for Pacific Gas and Electric, PCG. A woman in Northern California has revealed that PCG contacted her about problems with sparks in power lines on her property one day before the deadly wildfire in Paradise began. Fire investigators have now declared her property a crime scene. All right? That's not good if you're Pacific Gas and Electric. Well, California authorities have launched a probe targeting PG&E to assess the compliance of electric facilities with applicable rules and regulations. Now, I know that PG&E was thinking about shutting down power to that entire area for several days as it was on a very high fire alert. They didn't do that because of the disruption that it would cause. But you know what? You can point your finger in a lot of directions. I've been all through that area, and there is a lot of forest mismanagement. They're not clearing out those dead trees. Would it have helped? I don't know. But they do have very poor forest management there in that part, in that neck of the woods. And, of course, you get a hot, dry, windy day, and maybe a power line gets knocked over. The sparks will set off a fire, but suffice it to say, they have now declared her property a crime scene. So Pacific Gas and Electric stock, let's just take a look at it here. You think utilities are for widows and orphans? Oh my gosh, look at that chart. PCG was $50 a share just 4 or 5 days ago. It's now $27 a share. It's lost almost 50% of its value, yet it provides all of the electricity and power to that part of Northern and Central California. Snap down 6% after, you know, this is one of the worst IPOs of all time. I remember when Snap was going public. Oh, everybody's on Snapchat. Can you get me some of this IPO? And I said, well, there's a problem with Snap. They have not figured out how to monetize it. It doesn't matter how many users that Snap has. It doesn't matter how many Snapchats are held every day. What matters is how much money comes in and how much drops to the bottom line in earnings from the use of Snap. Well, they have yet to turn a profit. The stock came public at $30 per share. I mean, this thing came public as a $30 billion company. And I warned at that time, I said, well, let's give them a year, at least a year, and let's see if they can figure out how to turn a profit. Well, here we are, a year later, maybe a little bit longer than a year later, the stock has gone from $29 per share. Today it's hitting $6.59. I hate to say it, but Bill was right again. It's no longer a $30 billion company. It's now an $8 billion company. And they are now being subpoenaed by the Department of Justice, the SEC, shareholder lawsuit over the IPO. I guess those people that bought into the initial public offering, not too happy. All right, we got a big retailer in the news today, Macy's. I do not own Macy's. Over the last 5 years, earnings growth at Macy's has been negative 1% per year as they continue to fight the battle against the Wayfairs and the Amazons and all the other online giants of the world. Macy's sales this quarter up 2% versus the same quarter last year. Their last four quarters have seen low single-digit sales growth, 2%, 4%, 1%, 2%. Their earnings are expected to be down 17% this year versus last year, and next year they're expected to be down 12% versus this year. Oh, and I can hear the dividend chasers crying, but what about that big, fat, juicy 4.1% dividend? You know, they still operate 852 department stores in 44 states. It's still a $10 billion company. They still offer a 4.1% dividend yield. But my answer to all of that is simple. Growth in earnings is going the wrong direction. Over the last 5 years, minus 1% per year. This year, their earnings will be 17% lower than last year, and next year, 12% lower than the year, than this year. I see no reason whatsoever to own stock in Macy's, okay? Now, another area I've warned about. We've got two of the biggest bellwether cannabis stocks in the news today. Tilray. Number one, Tilray is a $10 billion company. Tilray has about $30 million in sales and losses. They don't have earnings. They're losing money. And yet this is a $10 billion company. Tilray went public at $17 per share in July of this year. And the speculators ran it up to $300 per share in just 2 months. Is that a bubble? Well, looking back, you say it was one of the worst bubbles of all time, but people that were caught up in it at the time couldn't buy Tilray, T-L-R-Y, fast enough. A $17 IPO. And let's not forget, these companies go public, generally speaking, fully priced, if not overpriced, because everybody wants to make as much money as they possibly can on that initial public offering. goes public at $17 per share, and in 2 months, it's $300 per share. Where is it now? $100 per share, and it is still phenomenally overpriced. $300 down to $100, what's it worth? Maybe $10, $15 a share, something like that. Tilray. When we come back, we'll talk about Canopy. Does it look any better? This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm bringing a dose of reality to the investors in the cannabis stocks. We just mentioned Tilray. Well, let's see. Let's take a look. Tilray's sales were up. But still, you're looking at just, $10 million for the quarter in sales, and you're giving this company a $10 billion market capitalization. Their cash consumption, okay, let's not talk about their product consumption. Their cash consumption was up 283%. How long will it be before they have to do a secondary and a third in dairy, and a fourth in dairy cash raise, which further dilutes the existing shareholders. This stock, which went from 17, what was probably overvalued at 17 when it came public, ran up to 300. Now it's back to 100, and I'm telling you it's probably worth about $20 per share. It's down 9% this morning to $102. That's Tilray. Now we go to probably the bellwether stock for the cannabis sector, which would be Canopy Growth. They're the ones that signed the big contract Constellation Brands, which is liquor, beer, alcohol, Corona, things like that. Canopy Growth is now a $7 billion company. $7 billion market cap company. They have a little bit more in sales than does Tilray. Canopy's at about $100 million a year in sales. Canopy went public at about $30 per share. It's been a little bit more rational than Tilray has been. Canopy went from $30 per share up to $60 per share, and now it's back to $35 per share. One would have to assume that it came public at a pretty full valuation price, which would be about $30 per share. At 60, it was way overvalued. Now it's back to 35. I would say it's still expensive at that level. They're expected to make 23 cents in earnings. Maybe by 2020, 2 years down the road, what kind of a multiple are you going to put on that $23? Well, right now the street is giving it a multiple of 170. Well, investors are giving it a forward multiple of 170. The market is not impressed with Canopy Growth's earnings report. The stock down 9.4% today. Okay, one other one in the news here today, Tencent Holdings. I owned Tencent quite a while ago. I sold Tencent a long time ago. Okay, now this is why you have to have a defensive plan. You can't be on offense all the time in the market, and you can't be on offense in individual stocks all the time. You have to have some kind of plan if the stocks you buy don't work out. They're not all going to all work out. Things are going to change. Look at the poor investors in Pacific Gas and Electric. How would they know that a power pole would be blown over by the wind, the sparks would start a fire that would kill 30 people, and now it's a crime scene? Okay, things like that happen in stocks. And 10 cents, in 10 cents, what happened to them is that China started cracking down on video games. And one thing right after another, and it became apparent that that growth story of Tencent Holdings changed considerably. And I'm just trying to look it up here. I had Tencent Holdings there. It was one of the great growth stocks earlier this year and last year and for the last couple of years. One of the great IPOs because their earnings were going through the roof. But I sold Tencent a long time ago, somewhere in the, I'm going to say the $55 to $60 area. Now Tencent is at $37 per share. It's had a terrible year. They did report earnings that were better than expected. The stock is up 5.3% today. Where is my Tencent? TCE. There it is. I sold it at 59. I sold it at $46 per share, and it's now $36 per share. So that's $10 per share ago. And that's why you have to have some kind of a plan. I generally draw a line in the sand, you know, and if the stock crosses this line in the sand, I have to admit I was wrong, because you know what happens next? You don't sell it. And then it goes down another $2 or $3. You say, well, now I can't sell it. And then it goes down another $2 or $3. Now you say, I should have sold it. Then it goes down another $2 or $3. And you say, well, now I'm stuck with it. Well, you know what? You gotta act, and you have to have a plan that is way more proactive than that. I call that wishful hoping. I see a lot of people that manage their own money that are good at buying, but they're terrible at selling. All right, Alibaba, on the other hand, okay, like I say, these stocks are starting to firm up, and Alibaba especially, definitely firming up. I consider Alibaba right now to be one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire market. It does have the China trade situation hanging over its head. Having said that, Alibaba, I recently bought once again. I believe that it's put in a bottom, okay? And I believe that at this price, it represents a tremendous bargain. So we shall see. It's one of the stocks. Now, I have 63% in cash right now, 37% invested, and one of the stocks I own is Alibaba. Baba, B-A-B-A. So anyways, that's it. That's active management versus passive management, and I'm sure that will be a subject that I will bring up tomorrow at the American Association of Individual Investors here in Sarasota. And if you'd like to come see that talk, go to their website, Google them, figure out where it's at. I think it's $10 to come see. And if you'd like to get on that Arizona trip, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.